Talking thing before or while stuff's happening, but I'll do it by myself with nothing behind me, feeling very naked and vulnerable. Hi everybody, my name's Sahan, and I make music under the name of Postmark for many reasons. I'll tell you this story if people are wondering why. A, those Postmark stamp 7 inches that Tree Records put out in the 90s are pretty cool. Braden Getta Kids, Tim Kinsella, and someone else. Pretty cool. Raina Maria and someone else. Those are pretty cool, but that's not the main reason. The main reason is that I have this friend, and we communicate pretty much exclusively by snail mail. Like, she'll call me sometimes and be like, "Did you get my letter?" But, like, we don't do the whole email internet thing, and it's kind of because we both like sending each other mail, and it's cool getting mail. It's cool. It's like, hey, you know, they sent me something. And so a part of our reason for doing that is because, like, we felt that technology has sort of screwed up every aspect of everyday life and every aspect of communication, and we wanted to keep it real with snail mail. And just one day, I was always super stoked because I used to get, like, letters from her. She was living in northern Michigan at the time. She was going to this music school that Sufjan Stevens actually went to as well. It's called Interlochen Arts Academy. So, yeah, exactly. I know you don't like her, but she's my friend. So, But regardless, no, it's fine. Like, you can like or dislike whoever you like. I mean, people have valid reasons, you know. I don't like Pauly Shore, but other people do, apparently. So, and apparently he likes other people as well. I used to get like letters from her, and I always used to like the postmark stamps on them, you know? Because at some point in time, it took someone to stamp that on there. And then one day, I got one from her, and it was just like,
Marked at Chicago, but
I was like on a computer, and I was just like, well, that sucks. Like, now technology is totally like corrupting the one thing I had that wasn't corrupted by it. And then I met this girl, and then she moved away before I could smooch it up with her. And then I got really bummed. And then ooh, that's not what I was supposed to do. Wrong button. This is a lot more. This is like Storytellers on VH1. Only I don't have a story to tell. But kinda. Like then I wrote this song, which you've maybe heard. It has a little lip of a bird on it. Because I was really bummed, and I was like, wait a minute. The last time you made music, it sounded like the Ataris. This was 5 years ago. So, yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. I just want to say a couple things. One, thank you, Shannon. You were awesome for having put this show together. Give yourself, Shannon, you're awesome for doing this. I think it's very, very cool that we can see hardcore bands and, you know, garage pop bands and, you know, harp beard bands and you know the whole bit together and there's no animosity and everyone's rocking out and everyone's having a super good time. That's not something I'm used to. It's super cool seeing that. So that's really cool. So there's that. Two Yihi and watercolor paintings. You guys are awesome. You guys are great live. Are you eating that meatball sandwich? Oh, okay. Sorry. No, because she's talking. Because she's like, I want to get this spaghetti sandwich they have over at Field. You didn't do it? Bummer. 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 So I just want to say it's really cool to see you guys. Obviously, I haven't seen you guys in like 2 years, I think, 2 or 3 years or something. Last time they were here, they slept in my really tiny apartment, and one dude slept under the pull-out bed. And like voluntarily, I wasn't like, you're sleeping here. He's like, no, I want to sleep here. And I was just like, weirdo. And so it's very, very cool to see you guys. It's awesome to see how you've grown musically and tightened up like Archie Bell and the Drells. It's incredible. And it's really cool that you guys are on tour for a really long time. And it's awesome to see you guys. So I want to say thanks you guys for being here. Thanks everyone else for staying because I'm not actually playing music right now. I'm just kind of doing some spoken word thing right here. And like, it'd be different if I was Henry Rollins because you go there to see the man with no neck, but I'm just, you know, I'm just some dude. So, I just want to say thank you, and that's about it. I'm gonna play a couple songs, maybe put you to sleep. That's, you know, that's fine by me. So I listen to some of the best music when I'm asleep. Last night I listened to Failure while I was falling asleep, and that's like you can't. I mean, it's like, why would you listen to that while you're falling asleep? And I didn't sleep. I was, because you know, sometimes, sometimes you'll be listening to something. Ooh, someone's calling me. This is great. Hold on. There's one time Fiona Apple called E from the Eels while they were playing. Andrea Lutz, come on tour at this ASAP. Andrea Lutz. Well, I do. Dude, I wouldn't. But the moral of the story is thanks everybody and have a good time and be safe and love each other and kisses. Okay. Let's see. I played at the Cactus Club about a month ago. It was very, very strange because I had never played these songs in front of people before. I played at Shannon's house last week, but it was totally different. It was like guitar drone. For those of you that were there, know what I'm talking about. And it was totally improvised, and this is like kind of rehearsed. I was originally trying to do a Sinead O'Connor cover song, but
I didn't have a picture of the Pope to tear up. So no, it's because I couldn't put together. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just stalling now. Let's see here. What are you? Okay. You can talk amongst yourselves for a little bit. This might take a little bit. Okay. Is it cool if I move this?
What's Sinead's song?
What do you think? The only one anyone knows. Nothing compares to you. Written by Prince.
Yeah.
You know it's written by him because it's not to you, it's to you. Because he doesn't know how to write. It's too tight, John.
Go left.
Left?
No, no. Other way. Yeah, that way.
It's not doing it.
Tiny, tiny.
I'm well aware of it. I can't do it. The rhyme won't get me anywhere when you're small. You know what I'm talking about. I'll talk. I saw you, I was like, this kid rules because he's probably only a little bit bigger than me. If anyone's ever wondered why I'm so small, I can tell that story too.
What?
23 years ago.
I was born premature by a month because I wasn't getting enough food, which is hilarious if you see me eat. I wasn't getting enough food at the time, so they did like an emergency C-section on my mom. And my birth weight was, anybody? Who wants to take a crack at it?
Pound. 3 pounds. 3 pounds, 5 pounds.
You're very close.
2 pounds.
2 pounds, 2 pounds? 2 pounds, 15 ounces. And it took me like a month before I was able to start breathing on my own and doing all that kind of stuff. And now look at me, I'm like swearing and stuff. It's great. Like I've really come a long way these past couple of years.
Come a long way, baby.
Every time I get all bummed, my mom's like, you know, you're a fighter. And then I think of that Christina Aguilera song. I'm like, thanks, Mom. It really drove it home. Let's see if I can pull this off. Oh, I gotta think, figure out where that was.
for watching. Thanks for watching, really. I'm usually pretty shy about doing this, but I guess it's different when the lighting's right and you're not playing with a bunch of bands that sound like the Jesus Lizard. Because they just want to hear really heavy stuff, and they think that I'm on drugs. It's great. The funny part is that I'm not. Actually, no, that's the not funny part. Because I wish I was on drugs. Anyway, thank you for watching. Hi, Caitlin.
Brady just texted me. He said you have to do an encore.
No.
Is that his win?
I can beatbox on this thing, though. I wish I had my pitch shifter. Oh, here's Brady. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet my best friend in the whole world. This is Brady Murphy. Everyone give him a round of applause. And now, I mean, I already played. Like, do you want me to, Brady, you want me to? I could do that song that I stole the name from Smith's lyric. Let's see. I'll do something for Brady just because it's Brady. Because I have to tell everybody something that Brady's really responsible for. Before I met Brady, I was kind of like a shut-in, and I didn't really spend too much time with too many people. And I met Brady, and like I started playing music with him, and he was like the one who encouraged me to start. Like, dude, you should play shows. I'm like, no. And he was like, no, you should totally do it. So it's like he's kind of responsible, and he's a huge sweetie, and. Because of that, I'm gonna figure something out. What can I do? I'll do a Simon Garfunkel cover song that I. This is a song called "I Want to Hold Your Hand" by Simon Garfunkel. let me find. Now they can hear all my tricks of the trade. Here we go. I recorded a thunderstorm on Simon.
Thank you.
unless I've, I don't know, I don't want to play any longer, it's too tired. Everyone wants to go home. So thank you everybody for listening to me. Alright, that's it. Now you can turn the light on and see how shy I am.
Back there.
Oh, okay.
Zach's back there.
Oh, is he?